Hello, everybody. My name is Dan. I'm an avid coordinator at Mona Vista High School in Riverside, and you're listening to the first episode of the Reach Higher Riverside podcast. Today, I'm here with one of our school counselors, and we're going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I'm a school counselor at the best high school in the world.
So today, we're going to talk about a little bit about Reach Higher. When Priscilla came over to Norte Vista, we really got involved with the Reach Higher program there at the high school. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about your background and how you got into the Reach Higher initiative. So honestly, how did you become a school counselor and what actually motivated you to be a school counselor?
I originally went to school to be an FBI agent. And while I was in college, I was a high school basketball coach, and I felt like I was counseling students all the time. While I was getting my master's degree at California Baptist University, I also worked at a place called the Youth Service Center, which is now called the Wiley Center, where we were sent out as outreach counselors to different high schools across the county to help students with social emotional needs. And fortunately, I was able to work at a few high schools in our district, such as Norte Vista High School and La Sierra High School. And I also worked in the district office. When I was at La Sierra High School, our current assistant superintendent, Susan Boyd, was a school counselor there. And she was so positive, had a lot of energy, and she encouraged me to be a school counselor, and so did other people in the counseling office. So basically, people kept telling me, hey, you should be a school counselor. You're really good at what you do to help kids. So then I went back to school to study school counseling, got my PBS credential, and then the rest is history.
How long did it take you to make that choice between becoming a school counselor and originally going to be an FBI agent? That's a big switch.
Yeah, so at the time I knew somebody who was an FBI agent, and he said they were looking for someone that had a counseling background in psychology. So I had studied that, and I was taking a few classes, and one of them I just really didn't like. It was a psychopathic mind, and I just was like, you know, this isn't for me. And then at the same time, when other people were telling me you should be a school counselor, it was probably my first year in my master's program, and that's when I made the switch.
So that's kind of a common thing. We see students try to pick something that they want to do and then take a few classes in it and then kind of realize this isn't really what I want to do.
Yeah, it seems that it's very common. And it's okay as long as you figure out what you're passionate about and you love it.
Right, and that's what I'm always telling students, is to follow what that passion is, because you'll find something that just kind of fits what it is you want to do with that passion. So since you've come over to Novi, we've worked a lot with the Reach Higher initiative. So what exactly is the Reach Higher initiative, and what actually motivated you to start it at the high school?
The Reach Higher initiative was started in 2014 by former First Lady Michelle Obama. And basically, it encourages students to complete their education past high school, whether that's at a community college, vocational trade school, military, or university. And what motivated me, I guess, was I saw Michelle Obama speak at the National School Counseling Conference in Florida in 2014, and it's called the American School Counseling Association Conference. I was privileged to be one of 1,500 school counselors that got to hear her speak. It was pretty cool because we had to go through Secret Service, and me and some friends, we waited a few hours because we wanted to be up close to see her speak.
And like waiting for a concert.
yeah, pretty much. Like, we skipped a few workshops just so we could be front of the line and get through the Secret Service. And I remember, like, I was like, I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, I can't get out of line. I have to be, like, in front of the line, right? So I got through Secret Service, and then we were probably about six rows back and pretty close to see her speak. And it was really encouraging because I've always loved my job, and I try to be a good school counselor. But when I heard her speak, she motivated me to be an even better school counselor. I often think about how our students would feel if they saw her speak and how much she would motivate them. So when I came back from Florida, I started implementing some of her stuff at a previous high school in our district, such as college signing days, and then I created Reach Higher Thursdays, which is, I know a lot of high schools have college Thursdays where you wear any university gear.
Yeah.
And some of our students at a previous high school were telling me, well, like, I feel like you're only promoting university, when reality was, we know college is vocational trade school, community college, and all that.
Correct.
So to break that perception, the name was changed to Reach Higher Thursdays. And so then, you know, it helped encourage more students, and they knew what the Reach Higher initiative was. And we know that more students will go on for more education or training you know, they feel like they're supported and encouraged to go on and do something. So since 2015, my students and I started a campaign to try to get Michelle Obama out to our school. And Norte Vista implemented the Reach Higher Thursdays and Reach Higher Signing Day last year. It really is the students that shine through it all. They're pretty encouraging and motivating to see what they do across our campus. So that's pretty much how I got started.
So she started this initiative when she was first lady. Has it changed any since she's, you know, just now, I don't want to say, well, a former first lady and just kind of doing what she's doing? Has it changed any?
She's so highly involved with the Reach Higher initiative. And then once she left office, they started the Better Make Room campaign, which is also another initiative that uses social media and celebrities to motivate students to go on for more education or training. And they're pretty active with Michelle Obama and keeping in touch with her. And she's still part of the initiative.
Oh, that's very cool. So what have we kind of done at this school to reach higher and show the kids that they better make room?
Well, we needed more help. So we had teamed up with you, the awesome Dan Reyes, who's our AVID coordinator. And we created Reach Higher Ambassadors and a Reach Higher Club. They both create a college-going, persistent culture at our school and connect students to any resources and information they might need to succeed. They have a mission that works towards a vision that sees every student at Norte Vista enrolling in and completing their education past high school, whether that's a professional training program, the U.S. military, community college, or a university. I had originally thought of the Reach Higher Ambassadors because last year the Better Make Room campaign had started the Better Make Room Advisory Board, which is a national board where high school students could apply. And a few of our students applied and they didn't get in. So then I was like, why don't we just start it at Norte Vista? So that's
right.
Kind of how our ambassadors came about. And they set up their monthly college fairs, which we call the Reach Higher Fairs. And they decorate campus with college, financial aid, and scholarship facts. Every month it's different things they post. They give input on workshops. They assist in helping students apply for financial aid in college. And then the club is separate because we wanted other students involved outside of AVID.
Yeah.
So 9th through 12th graders can join, and we take college, military, community college trips. And they also help with the Reach Higher AVID ambassadors at some of the workshops that we have for financial aid in college. So both of these groups of students work great together and with Dan Reyes, and they support the Better Make Room campaign and the Reach Higher initiative.
One of the things I like about what goes on is that AVID's mission is for students to try to attend a four-year university directly after high school, but I'm always about, and the program is as well, options for students doing different things, because you never know what's gonna happen and what a student is really interested in. So I like that it leaves it open to things that maybe they never thought about before, which is kind of neat between the different groups that show up there at the Reach Higher Fairs. And actually, I just had a conversation with the Marine recruiter stationed on our campus, Staff Sergeant Guzik, the other day, and he had dropped off a calendar for my desk, and we started talking about how we had the date set up for next year's college fairs, and he told me that he really liked that we did that, and he really wished other schools would do that, because his job's kind of difficult, because he knows, you know, with the military you're going to get turned down a lot, but it was enough that kids were really interested in seeing what was going on, because they got used to seeing him and engaging with him and talking with him, so a lot of them had an open mind, and, you know, we put a few obviously in the military this year, but he liked that. The kids had a bunch of different options too, so I thought that was kind of neat about what was going on with the fairs and what he had to say about that.
Yeah, and our recruiters are awesome. They even helped out with our Uptown Funk video, where we basically, I guess you could say, we kind of imitated the Michelle Obama and Ellen dance that they did together. But we were all in college and military apparel, and our U.S. Army and Marines recruiter showed up, and they were part of the dance. And our AVID, one of our AVID students, who's also the Reach Higher Ambassador, Angel Almarez, created an awesome video with that dance. And he even did another video that he produced to encourage Michelle Obama to come to our site. So we really love our recruiters and all of our community partners. They really support our school.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say some quick data that since we started Reach Higher at our site, before we started the Reach Higher Initiative and all the workshops and events we were doing, NordVista was at 63% of our students going on for more education or training. Last year for the class of 2017, which is the first year we implemented the Reach Higher stuff, 75% of our students went on for more education or training. And this past year went up to 82%.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Doing big things. Okay, yeah, you spoke about the Uptown Funk video and some of the Reach Higher videos that we have produced together. You want to plug where people can watch this?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel. It's called NVHS Reaches Higher. And you can catch some of the videos that Angel Almaraz have put together. He's pretty amazing. I think he should go on and do something big with that because he's really good at it. But it was really a school-wide approach, too. A lot of people participated, Avid, the dance team, some Reach Higher Club members, some teachers like Tina Delahan, Dan Reyes. So there were people, even Mr. Marquez, our principal, got involved. It really encouraged and motivated students, and we were really hopeful that Michelle Obama would come this year. Fortunately, she didn't, but maybe next year she'll come out to Riverside and visit the best high school in the world.
Yeah, that video has about 1,500 views, or has over, I haven't checked it in a while. It was over 1,500 views last time I checked. It's done really well.
It was done really well, and the best part was that the whole city got involved in this campaign, including the Riverside County Office of Education, Senator Roth, Congressman Takano, some celebrities like past Olympians, future Olympians. We had a huge support system countywide. Even our mayor got involved, and our recruiters, and it had over 110 retweets, tons of likes, and it still didn't get her here. But we're hoping that maybe next year she'll come out to Riverside.
Maybe we get some new ideas and a little bit, not that we don't have participation from the school, but more kids getting involved with the different stuff, because I think it's, I think this is something that's just starting out, and I think it's going to get bigger this next year. That's kind of what I see. That's kind of what I see happening.
Yeah, me too.
So, who is Eric Waldo, and what's going on with this guy?
So Eric Waldo is the executive director of the Reach Higher Initiative, and he works with Michelle Obama. And he's a great person. I was very honored to meet him one time, and he's very motivating and encouraging. So Eric Waldo had this Giving Tuesday a few months back, and basically anyone who donated to the Reach Higher Initiative campaign would win a signed autographed headshot of him from a long time ago. And I donated, but I didn't think, you know, I'd even be one of those people that won an autograph.
Right.
So I ended up winning an autograph, and I wrote Eric Waldo, and I said, look, I think I'm going to donate this at College Signing Day, because a lot of kids, you know, they follow the Reach Higher Initiative, and they know about it and stuff, and I think, you know, maybe give that as a gift and something else. So he ended up sending a few more headshots with the one I had won. So I currently have one hanging up in my office, and then I gave two away. But the cool thing with that is when we gave them out at signing day, it was students that had done their college application and their FAFSA Dream Act.
Right.
That was the only way they could win any gifts that we gave away. So the two kids that won the Eric Waldo headshot, they took it around campus at College Signing Day, took pictures with it. It was like a flat Stanley. And then one of our English teachers, Mrs. Stebbing, she's amazing, and the kids love her. She put it up in her room on the whiteboard, and during IB and AP exam week, she wrote a note on the board next to the picture that said, pass your exams or something, do it for Waldo.
Do it for Waldo, yeah.
Yeah, so I really encouraged students to, like, you know, do well, and it kind of made them laugh. And then, like, then Eric Waldo went around to senior awards night, and also our club celebration. He went around everywhere. He met different people from Folklorico. So this flat Stanley went everywhere. So that's kind of how that got started, and now it's back in Ms. Stebbing's office, and then another student took the headshot with them home.
That thing got passed around a lot. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny how he'd make it around all over the place. Like I told you, I think I'd like to see him hit some college campuses. I think that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, we'll take him around next year. We'll share him.
Okay. What are two things, can you give me two things that you think we're the most proud of that we worked through this year?
Gosh, two things. I would have to say just how much student involvement we had. with AVID and different groups around campus. Even the teachers were great. The English department created the senior project, which implemented students to do a post-secondary plan and apply for financial aid. And I think also just our college fairs, like the students really seem to like that. And next year, some elementary schools want to come out and take a tour of that during one of the fairs. So getting
that's a neat idea.
Involved young, yeah, I'm excited about that. One of our amazing counselors at Rosemary Kennedy said she's going to bring a group of students during one of the monthly fairs. I think I'm just really encouraged because I think that it's really helping students to go on for more education or training. I know with our financial aid, it jumped from 67% to almost 80%. So that was really hopeful. And I think it also has to do with another factor. We have an amazing college career coordinator at the Riverside County Office of Education. Her name is Catalina Cifuentes.
Oh, yeah, nothing but the biggest respect for her. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing, and she's a great friend, and she created the Race to Submit, and that's really motivated a lot of people to also do their FAFSA, California Dream Act.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very proud of Signing Day, actually. I think Signing Day was a neat idea, and the way that it stepped up this year to include all kinds of things I thought was neat. The kids really enjoyed it. I have hundreds of pictures from Signing Day. That's how much the kids were into it.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then after we did the Signing Day, more students came in and wanted to apply for RCC and do the free education and their FAFSA and their Dream Act. It was really encouraging to see all that.
I agree. What are some new things coming next school year that we can look forward to?
Some new things. Well, let's see. I know, like, the elementary, Rosemary Kennedy said they're going to bring a group of students, and Loma Vista Middle School, one of their school counselors, is going to try to bring a group of students to our monthly fairs. And then just also trying to get more people involved. I know Link Crew also said they're going to get involved and encourage students to attend the fairs.
Oh, nice.
Just getting more people to do their financial aid. So just trying to get creative with that. And since we have 90% of our students that are low income, mm-hmm. I would love to see our school reach 90% of our financial aid completions.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Definitely something to work towards this coming year.
Yeah, and I'm excited to help out and be one of the AVID counselor next year. And I mean, I already work with you guys, but
yeah.
It'll be fun because we tag team a lot on everything.
Yeah, it'd be a good move. I'm pretty excited about the things that we can do.
What do you feel like you were hopeful for this past year?
You know, I'm interested in getting some of the younger students involved in a bunch of stuff. Since I actually teach the juniors and the seniors, they're really into it because it directly affects them. But I would like to see the 9th and 10th grade get more involved. And I know this year with the Reach Higher Club, the two officers that you have there actually are AVID students, but it's going to be nice to have them work towards a school-wide goal, which is something that I want to do as well. One of the goals of the AVID program is to take things school-wide, and I think this is a big start in what we did last year and what we can do this year. So especially with the two students that you have, I think they're going to do a good job of getting the younger students involved. And
One of the goals that they wanted to is the students had a dress to get the 9th and 10th grade involved.
Yeah.
And when you say school-wide, like it literally school-wide, one of our custodians, and he doesn't mind me telling you the story, he was really inspired by our students going on for more education or training. And he really wants to study business administration. And he came in and did his FAFSA in my office. And he's going to attend Norco College next year. And he inspired a lot of more students to go on for more education, and they got him in the announcements, and I remember the whole school cheered that he was going on to Norco College. They were pretty excited for him.
Yeah, he's a pretty popular guy.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. I saw that, and I was like, oh, wow. First of all, it couldn't happen to a more deserving guy, and then I'm glad he made that choice. So good for him. Definitely good for him.
Well, Dan, I have my niece here. I have two questions for her before we go to the moment of hope. So you just graduated high school. Do you have any advice for the underclassmen?
Some advice I would have is just enjoy it while it lasts and make the most of high school with still getting done what you need to get done and to manage your time wisely.
Where are you headed for college in the fall?
In the fall, I'll be attending New Mexico State University in Las Cruces.
What motivated you to go on to college?
I had a couple of teachers that really showed me that maybe one day I want to teach or something. I had a counselor, Ms. Lewandowski, who got me through all 4 years of high school, and my government teacher, Mr. Darling, who was a Circle K Teacher of the Year.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mackenzie. We're proud of you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck. Okay. In support of the Swamp Ed podcast, well, first of all, what is the Swamp Ed podcast? But then what makes you hopeful about it?
The Swamp Ed podcast consists of a few people that worked with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama when they were in office, and they basically talk about different things in education. And at the end of each episode, they have a moment of hope. And their moment of hope just talks about whatever makes them hopeful the past week or the last few weeks. So one moment of hope, Eric Waldo actually gave a shout out to Nora Vista High School.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
For his headshot, wasn't it?
Yes.
I found that kind of funny.
And I think my moment of hope is I think Michelle Obama will come out to Riverside next year and visit the best high school in the world.
That would be amazing. It's something the kids need to work for. I don't know what my moment of hope would be. I always take things kind of step at a time. That's kind of how I do things, and for myself and for the program, it's just to continue to get kids to apply to schools that they can get into and to continue some kind of education beyond high school, to know that they just don't have to get a job right after and that's it, to keep going with that, to fill out financial aid, and basically to just be the best person that they can be. That's my moment of hope.
Yeah, that's a great moment of hope, Dan.
All right, that's going to wrap up this first episode. Thank you, Priscilla, for coming on and telling us a little bit about what Reach Higher is and what we do to Reach Higher in Riverside. I'm going to apologize a little bit. This is our first attempt at this, so I'll apologize a little bit for the sound. It will get better as we keep going along. The next episode that we do, we're going to have a few students on here talking to them about how they reach higher and how this has helped them out. Any last words, thoughts?
No, just thank you, everyone, for participating in the first ever Reach Higher Riverside podcast. Coming to you live from Riverside, California.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.